בוקר טוב, שבוע טוב. ספר בראשית is מעשה אבות, סימן בבנים. Many times people say, it's also right to say, מעשה אבות סימן לבנים. And we explain the difference is, מעשה אבות סימן לבנים, האבות and אמהות give us instruction, give us direction to walk, to do, to build, and we need to try to do the best. מעשה אבות, סימן בבנים, זה DNA, אבות הן אמהות, is bias. אברהם is not our grandfather, שרה she is not our grandmother, אברהם is אברהם אבינו, שרה היא שרה אמנו, and we get the DNA in אבות הן אמהות. And every parsha, in this parshiot, ספר בראשית, and we try to learn a new aspect about אבות הן אמהות, and to try to find this bias, or how this affect us. Today we stay in beginning of parashat Vayera. The Torah teaches us in paragraph 1, Vayera elav Hashem be'elonei mamre, v'hu yoshev petach ha'oel kechom hayom. Vayisa enav vayar v'nei shlosha anashim nitzavim alav, vayar vayaratz likratam mipetach ha'oel v'yishtachu arca. Avraham Avinu takes some rest in the doorway of the tent, and Rashi explain, Chazal explain after Brit Hamila, he feel a little bit weak, and he wait in the doorway of the tent, and what happened, v'inei shlosha anashim mitzavim alav. Rashi explained in paragraph 2, v'inei shlosha anashim, echad levaser et sara, to say the good news to Sarah next year, b'siyata dishmaya, she will have a baby boy. The other one, v'echad lehapoch et zdom, to destroy et zdom, and the third one, ואחד לרפות את אברהם, שאין מלאך אחד עושה שתי שליחויות. My first question is, practically, one of the angels is רפאל המלאך, what he in charge of all aspect of רפואה in this world. And he also arrived to אברהם אבינו, why? To make him to feel good. לרפות את אברהם? My first question is, אברהם אבינו is not sick. אברהם אבינו feel weak, but he is definitely not sick. And how I know this? The pasuk says this, black and white. וייר, והנה שלושה אנשים ניצבים עליו, ויירץ לקראתם. If he's sick, in his age, he cannot run so quick to bring this guest. He can send one of his people, to bring them, or he can wait until they become more close to the tent, and he will tell them, please, stop here a little bit. If the pasuk say, vayaratz likratam, is mean, they never stay so close to him. They stay some far from him, and he ran to bring them. Why he ran to bring them? Maybe they can go to the other direction. Maybe they may never recognize somebody wait for them. It's how we explain divrei chazal, one of the angels, Rafael HaMalach, what he in charge of all aspect of refuah, arrived, why? לרפות את אברהם. אברהם אבינו is not sick. He's only weak. Is how we explain this Rashi. My second question, moreover, Rashi on the spot tells us why we need three angels. Why? שאין מלאך אחד עושה שתי שליחויות. One angel cannot make two missions at the same time. Same Rashi, in paragraph 2, the last two lines, you can put line with a pen, Rashi say to us, teach us, ורפאל שריפא את אברהם, הלך רפאל, would come to make אברהם to feel good, הלך משם להציל את לוט. שנאמר, וכולי וכולי. I don't understand. המלאך רפאל also go to save the life of Lot. Rashi by himself say, two line before, אין מלאך אחד, one angel cannot make two missions at same time. Rashi look, contradict himself. Comes the Ramban and explain to us דברי רשי. In paragraph 3, לשון רשי, he brings first Rashi, לבקר את החולה, אמר רב חמא בר חנינא, יום שלישי למילתו היה, הוא בא הקדוש ברוך הוא ושאל בו, הקדוש ברוך הוא קם to visit, לרפות את החולה, והנה שלושה אנשים, טרי מלאכים, בדמות אנשים, לוקסם מספיפל, one לבשר את שרה, one לרפות את אברהם, and the other one to destroy את סדום. Now, please put light, this is the point, ורפאל, שריפה את אברהם, הלך משם להציל את לוט, שאין זה, זה לסלן פרוג אבסר, שתי שליחויות. If you ask, is Rashi look contradict himself? No, he's not contradict himself. Why? שאין זה שתי שליחויות. Why? כי היה במקום אחר, ונצטווה בו אחר כך. One explanation, what the Ramban say, he finished the first mission, when he arrived to Avraham Avinu, to make him בריא לרפות את אברהם, later, הקדוש ברוך הוא send them to other mission, to destroy, to save the life of Lot. Or, other explanation, ששתיהן להצלה. This is one big mission, to save the life of Lot, and to הצלה, to elevate the feeling, the בריאות of who? Of אברהם אבינו. And my second question is, why we need to struggle to answer this question, what Luke Rashi contradict himself, is two separate missions, or same mission with two parts. Baruch Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu has so many angels. He can't send somebody else. And in this way, not any question. He can't send somebody else to save the life of Lot. Is obviously, if only Rafael HaMalach go to save the life of Lot is mean nobody else can make this mission. Only Rafael HaMalach. My second question is, why only Rafael HaMalach, he and nobody else can save the life of Lot? This is question number two. Question number three. ויאמר אליו השם, פוסק זה פרשה, באלוני ממרא והוא יישב פתח האוהל כחום היום. קם זה רמב"ן, and bring the רמב"ם in more הנבוכים. What he say, all this story about Abraham, three angels, he brings them in, they eat, he ran to bring בן בקר, etc. etc. all the details, all the פסוקים, all the story of הכנס הסורכים, was in the dream, במראה, בחלום. Is never was real, only in his dream. And this lashon, Arama b'Moreh Nevuchim, paragraph 4, ובספר מורה נבוכים נאמר, כי הפרשה כלל ופרט, ואמר הכתוב, תחילה, from now, כי נראה אליו השם במראות הנבואה. השם, talk to Avraham, סוזן נבואה. ואיך הייתה המראה הזאת? What exactly happened? כי נסע אליו המראה, in the dream, he see three people, ג' אנשים ניצבים עליו, ויאמר אם נמצאתי חן בעיניך, etc. וגם, זה הסיפור מה שאמר במראה הנבואה, לאחד מהם הגדול שבהם, is mean, all this is, in נבואה. This how, זה רמב"ן, bring דברי הרמב"ם. Come, זה רמב"ן, and ask, again זה רמב"ם, if all the story of Achnas HaSorchim was in the dream, how the Rambam will explain the first Pusuk? Ech yomar, ech amar, you see three lines before the end, before the end, ech amar, vayera elav Hashem, ki inei lo nira lo Hashem, lo bemare, velo bemachshava, וככה לא נמצא בכל הנבואות. You can't say everything is dream, about the three people what wait and he brings them in, he gives them to eat. But the Pusuk start, ויראה אליו השם. How this part take place in the dream? How Hashem come to him in the dream? How this can happen? If Hashem arrive, he arrive to him. ויראה אליו השם, what does it mean? It's dream? We never find. Every time when הקדוש ברוך הוא come to somebody, we find, וענן השם עליו, וירד השם בענן, ויפול על פניו, we find, from the reaction of the person, oh, Anan Hashem arrived, oh, Now we have Gilui Shechina. Now we have Shechina would come to Avraham or anybody else. But then Avraham Avinu sit, he never fall off his face. And now the Ramban continue and say, כי הנה לא נראה לו השם לא במראה ולא במחשבה, וככה לא נמצא בכל הנבואות. והנה לדבריו, לא לשסר ההוגות, לעשה אברהם בן בקר, etc. etc. He says, this cannot happen in dream, because if this happened, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu come to him, the posuk need to show this to us. The posuk need to tell us, והראה אליו השם בעמוד הענן, ויפול אברהם על פניו, etc. We never find this. It's very difficult for me, comes the Ramban and say, to accept the explanation of the Rambam in Moreh Nebuchim. From this reason, comes the Ramban and bring his explanation, paragraph 5. והנה פירוש פרשה הזאת אחרי שאמר כי בעצם היום הזה נימול אברהם אמר שנראה אליו השם בהיותו חולה במיטתו יושב ומתקרר בפתח אוהל מפני החום היום אשר יחלישנו he was weak he sit in the doorway of the tent והזכיר זה להודיע שלא היה מתכוון לנבואה הקדוש ברוך הוא come to him physically obviously אבל תנות נבואה, לא נופל על פניו, לא מתפלל. אף על פי כן בא אליו המראה הזאת, ואלוני ממרה, להודיע המקום אשר בו נימול, וזה פלספוטליין גילוי השכינה אליו. למעלה וכבוד הוא לו. הזמין, הקדוש ברוך הוא, come to visit אברהם. Yes, גילוי שכינה. But, is not נבואה, is not תפילה, הקדוש ברוך הוא, come to visit him. Why? To honor אברהם. To honor Avraham Avinu. This is what the Ramban come and explain. And my question number 3 is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to honor Avraham, why he wait until after Brit HaMila? I hope you will agree with me. The best time if HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to honor Avraham, to give him kavod, is mean to give him chizuk, the best time is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Lech lecha el ha'aretz asher araka. When Avraham will arrive in Eretz Israel or in the way to Eretz Israel, wow! והראה אליו השם וכבוד הענן עליו, the tent arrived on the cloud arrived on the tent of Avraham. Wow, this big chizuk. Avraham Avinu start to walk to where he don't know. And but Kadosh Baruch Hu come to visit him. This can motivate him. This can give him tremendous chizuk to continue. His emunah will come more deep. Is why Kadosh Baruch Hu wait to Avraham Avinu to honor him. Only after Brit HaMila. If the purpose is to honor, is mean to give him some chizuk, to give him to feel good, the best time to do this when he traveled to the place what he never heard about this place. He don't know where he go. El Haaretz Asher Araka. Where? This direction. I will show him. No. If you show him, give him some chizuk. Show him, you walk with him. You watch him. Why Kadosh Baruch Hu wait to honor Avraham Avinu after Brit HaMila? This is question number 3. And question number 4. Last question. Avraham Avinu, in the end of the parsha, build Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is for Akedas Yitzchak. Sacrifice Yitzchak on the Mizbeach. Parog of 6. Yomer, Avraham Elokim ira lo ase lo olam bni velchus shneim yachdav. Posuk tet. Vayavo el hamakom asher amar lo ha'elohim. Vayiven sham Avraham Mizbeach. Et ha'mizbeach vayochet ha'etzim. והקודת יצחק בנו ועשם אותו על המזבח ומעל העצים. ואם אין שם מזבח. We find אברהם אבינו through his life build 4 מזבחות. אברהם אבינו through his life build 4 מזבחות. Number 4 is when he prepare to sacrifice יצחק אבינו. Number 1 in paragraph 7 אברהם אבינו start to travel to ארץ ישראל פסוק ו' ויעבור אברהם בארץ עד מקום שכם עד אלון מורה והכנעני אז בארץ והראה השם אל אברהם ויאמר לזרעך נתתי את הארץ הזאת ויבן שם מזבח להשם הנראה אליו ויבן שם מזבח להשם הנראה אליו פרס מזבח עם שכם סקן מזבח פסוק ח' ויתק משם הערה, מקדם לבית אל, ויהיה תועלו בין בית אל, בית אל מים והי מקדם, some place between בית אל and high, as a land please, ויבן שם מזבח להשם. Second מזבח, some place between Bet El and I. Ser Mizbeach, Kadosh Baruch Hu say to Avraham Avinu after Lot decide to move to Sdom, כי את כל הארץ אשר אתה רואה פרו גפית, לך אתננו לזרחה עד עולם, everything belong to you, start to travel, כשבוך נבר תהם תורה, פסוק יתחת, ויעל אברהם ויבוא וישב בינוני ממרי אשר, בחברון, פות עז אליים, ואיבן שם מזבח להשם. זה מזבח נאמבר 3, מזבח נאמבר 4, הוא אימן שמפור איז, עקדת יצחק. מה זה הסקווה השני? מזבח נאמבר 2, ואת אברהם אבינו בילד, between Bet El and I, this is very, very special Mizbeach. More for many other Mizbechot. Why? Because this is only one Mizbeach, what Avraham Avinu build, and he return again to this Mizbeach. He never go again to same Mizbeach what he build. Every time he build Mizbeach, and he build other Mizbeach in other place. But this Mizbeach between Bet El and I, Avraham Avinu come again to this Mizbeach. Where we find this? When he returned back from Egypt, after Hashem saved him and saved Sarah, the Pasuk say, when Paro send them, Pasuk Gimel, Paro Gafnain, two lines from the end, Vayelech lemasav, minegev, ve'ad beitel, ad amakom, asher haya sham, o alo batchila, ben betel uben ha'ai, el, please put line, פוסק ד' מקום המזבח אשר עשה שם בראשונה ויקרא שם אברהם בשם השם. He returned to say מזבח what he built before and he prayed in this place. What he do in this מזבח? What kind of prayer? רשי תל הסיפר רוגב תן ואיבן שהמזבח נתנבא שעתידים בניו להיקשל שם באבון החן והתפלל שם עליהם. בוא תזמין באבון החן. We know when we arrive to Eretz Israel after we take Yericho, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yoshua Benu come and tell us, please, clear, nobody allowed to take anything, don't worry, you will get, everybody will get a beautiful house, and Malim Kol Tov, but wait, first place what we take in Eretz Israel is Kodesh Lashem. Achan take from the Cherem, and after he take from the Cherem, we prepare ourselves to fight against the other place, I was a small town, but big mess happened in Ai, they run after us, Am Yisrael very confused, they're so scared, so they never know what's going to happen, and all this happened because Achan, and Avraham Avinu, come to this second Mizbeach, to David HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when this tragedy will happen, please, 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 don't destroy them completely, don't punish all of them, make the punish weak, light. And this is what Chazal tells us, paragraph 11, זה כמו רואים סנדרין, אמר רבי לזר, לעולם יקדים אדם תפילה לצרה. שימלא יקדים אדם תפילה לצרה, דם ובפור, זה בעצם גפן, וואי? אלמלא יקדים אברהם תפילה לצרה, בין בית אל ובין האי, לא נשאר מסוניהם של ישראל שריד ופליט. No one will stay alive. כשבוך הוא חס וחלילה. Okay? Everyone. אז אברהם אבינו, מקדים תרוף על המכה, ידע בין בית אל ובין האי. Last question is, so special מזבח. Only one Mizbeach from all the Mizbechot that Abraham Avinu return. He go back to this Mizbeach. Why is the Torah never tells us where exactly this Mizbeach take place? One Mizbeach is in Hebron. We know what is Hebron. One is in Shechem. We know what is in Shechem. One is Yerushalayim, Har HaMoriah. We know where is Har HaMoriah. Why is this Mizbeach number two? So important Mizbeach. Abraham Avinu return to this Mizbeach. And he has special prayer in this place. Why does the Torah never tell us? Exactly. This Mizbeach take place. Exactly how she tells us about all the other Mizbechot. We cannot find this Mizbeach. Ben Betel uben Ahai. Where? Big highway between Betel and Ahai. What place in the highway? This is the four questions what we want to ask. In Besiyata Dishmaya, through these four questions, we'll get one aspect in Chazal about the essence, the power, the secret of Brit Amila. We stay this week between two Britot. One Brit of Avraham Avinu last week, and another Brit of Yitzchak Avinu this coming week. To stay between these two Britot, Avraham and Yitzchak, is B'Siyata Dishmaya, we will get some beautiful insight about the essence of Brit Amila. Is again short and clear. Question number one. Chazal tells us, Three angels come to visit Abraham. One of them is Raphael HaMalach. And the reason why he come, לרפות Abraham, to make him healthy. Abraham Avinu is not sick. He's only weak. We don't need to send the head of all the refuah all over the world, Raphael HaMalach, for Abraham Avinu. His look not necessary. And how we know he's not sick? He ran to bring these three people. If he's sick, he will stay. He will send somebody else to do this for him. Question number one. Question number two. Why only Raphael HaMalach, he, nobody else, can say the life of Lot? Because Baruch have many angels. He can send anybody else. Why he sent them specifically to save the life of Lot? This is question number two. And question number three, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Only Abraham Avinu. He arrived on stand. He not come, Aliba de Arambam, to visit him because he is sick. If it's Bikur Choylim, I understand. Now, after the bit, a little bit weak, or a little bit sick, maybe a little bit. Because Baruch Hu come to visit him. Good, nice. But Ramban come and say no. He come only to honor Abraham. If you come to honor Abraham Avinu, why he never give him this chizuk when he start to travel to El Arch Asher Araka, but he don't know where he go? Why he need to wait until after Brit Hamila? And the last question, question number four, why Mizbeach number two, what Abraham Avinu build and he returned to this Mizbeach and he have special prayer this Mizbeach, and because his prayer, because Baruch Hu save us, Am Israel, when we arrive in Eretz Israel, why is the Torah never mentioned exactly the place of the Mizbeach? How she explain about other Mizbechot? The Torah only tell us this Mizbeach take place Ben Betel Uben Ha'ai. His explanation of all this question B'Siyata Dishma Gdola, and to explain the essence of the Mila, will start in this way. The Gemara in Masechet Megillah in Paragraph 12 teach us Tana 120 Zkenim, 120 Zkenim ubahem kama Nevim תקנו 18 ברכות על הסדר. 18, what we have today, is a Sanhedrin, Nevi'im, and other great leaders, scholars in Am Israel, מתקן to us 18. And every bracha by purpose. And every bracha have root and source. תנו רבונו, for example, מניין שאומרים אבות, שנאמר אבו להשם בני אלים. מניין שאומרים גבורות, שנאמר אבו להשם כבוד ועוז. מניין שאומרים קדושות, שנאמר אבו להשם כבוד שמו, השתחוו להשם בהדרת קודש. אז הוא פסוקים, why every ברכה, have the ברכה, and the place of the ברכה. What relevant for us is, in the end of paragraph 12, we find, as a page, page number 4, the last two line, in paragraph 12, מה ראו לומר רפואה בשמינית? Why רפאינו, this is ברכה, in 18, number 8, yes, end of paragraph 4, paragraph 12, in the top of the page number 4. מה ראו לומר רפואה בשמינית? אמר רבי אחא, מתוך שניתנה מילה בשמינית שצריכה רפואה. לפיכך קבעוה בשמינית. אין ברכה is what? רפאינו? ברית מילה take place in the 8 day, and מילה need רפואה. What does mean Mila need refuah? Thank God, most of the babies all over the world who have Brit Mila don't need refuah. Baruch Hashem, survive. Chayim kulchem hayom, Am Yisrael. This is the reason because Brit Mila need refuah. Any other sickness is more shaykh in the world and need refuah more from Brit Mila. It's what is meaning Chazal, מתוך שמילה ניתנה בשמינית שצריכה רפואה. אין ברכה, יש רפאינו. The explanation is follow. רפואה in לשון הקודש have few names. One of the names in ירמיהו, פרוגף סרטין, the Pasuk says, כי כה אמר השם, אנוש לשברך נחלה מכתך. So now we talk about the sickness of Am Israel, how it's very difficult sickness, אין דן דינך למזור, no one try to give you מזור, is mean to eat something good, רפואות תעלה אין לך. רפואות תעלה, 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 this is one of the name of רפואה. רפואה in Hebrew is also what? תעלה. תעלה, how we say in English תעלה? כנל, לא? כך אומרים, כנל. תעלה, לא? איך אומרים תעלה?
כן, תעלה זה כנל.
כנל, לא?
כנל.
אני יודעים מדרית, לא אני, מה? כן. תעלה? Good. What is mean? I really not understand. I don't know what is mean, but the pasuk say. Moreover, רפואה have other name. What is the other name? Look at paragraph 13, last pasuk. כי אלה ארוחה לך. ארוחה לך. What is mean ארוחה in English? To eat. To eat? Meal? ארוחת צהריים? Lunch?
No.
מה? זה חטא. זה לא ארוחה. אז מה זה ארוחה עם חב? מה? שני מטר. פייב מטר. מורה ורבוי סי, can I ask you please?
חיים ארוחים.
או, חיים ארוחים, מה מני? תן מטר? Definitely not. If it's חיים ארוחים, we need to say חיים ארוכים. We is מפיק, it's a חב. If until today we say in ברכת החודש, תחדש עלינו חיים ושיש בהם חיים, חיים ארוכים is not long life. 5 meter, 10 meter. It's not under 20, until under 20. This is חיים ארוכים. What is mean? ארוכה. As we see in Hebrew, זה רפואה, two word, תעלה and ארוכה. The explanation is follow. הקדוש ברוך הוא, look of our body, create us with ורידים, veins, and עורקים, עורק.
Arteries.
Good.
Arteries.
Yeah. ורידים and עורקים. What is the purpose of the ורידים and עורקים? They
carry the blood.
They, exactly. They carry the blood to all our body. Is in the moment when חס וחלילה one of the עורקים or one of the ורידים is closed, it's no good. The person can die. But if all the orakim and all the bridim, all the vans and all the orakim is open, oh, it feels good. He feels healthy. He runs, he does, he has ambition, motivation. And you see, he is a life person. Because all the system works. This is mean te'ala. Te'ala, what is te'ala in our body? Te'ala in our body is what? The vans and orakim. It's when all the te'alot, what we have, is open. Oh, we can dance, we can happy, we can do it in 24 hours. What other people make in a week? Because, come, thank God, Baruch Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, when all the orakim and all the vridim is open, our life is very organized. Chaim aruchim. Chaim shel briyut. Aruchim is mean healthy, bari. We don't need to take this pill and this pill and this number, this 5 pill in the morning, 3-5 afternoon, and if somebody forget, you need to go to the doctor to call. If you mix the medicine together, big mess, we need to change the... No, relax. Chaim Arukim. Shulchan.
Aruch.
Aruch. Organize. Shabbos.
עין.
כן, רק אני אומר על אותו משקל אבל, אותו משקל לא בעין. ארוך הכוונה היא ארוכים, הכוונה היא, תן ארוכה, הזמין, not to eat, ארוחה is not long, ארוחה is mean healthy. חיים ארוחים. Is mean everything is נחת, everything is בבריאות. Because why? Because all the talents is open. Look, so interesting. The Rambam, come and teach us. In paragraph 14, you know somebody what is trefa, רחמון אליצלן. The doctor say definitely he go to die in few months. And somebody kill him. For sure the person who kill him is murderer. But Beidin cannot punish him. Why Bedin cannot punish him? Because he kill Gavra Ktila. He kill person, not anyway, he dead person. Look, the Rambam say, Rambam was doctor, look what he say. Ilchot Rotzeach, Paragraph 14, Alach Achet. Ahoreget Atrefa, Afal Pishe Ochel Veshote. Hu Mealech Bashuk. This person walk in the street and he drink Areze Patur Medinei Adam. Why? Because he killed dead person. V'chol Adam Bechizkat Shalemu, everyone have chazaka, what is okay, he can't stay more from here, והאורגו נהרג עד שיוודא בוודאי שהוא טריפה, now how we know is טריפה, ויאמרו הרופאים, שמכה זו אין לה תעלה. What is מילה לתעלה? אין לה רפואה. His system is closed, is broke. Some of the canals what he have is broke, is destroyed. באדם, אין לה תעלה באדם, הוא בא ימות. אם לא ימיתנו, דבר אחר. It means we see clearly in Chazal, the word רפואה is mean תעלה אין ארוחה. It means his system work okay. Now, Chazal come and teach us the key of all the systems what is open and can give to person to feel good and happy is Brit Amila. Shoresh, kol ha-refuot, the key of all the refuah is Brit Amila. From this reason, in the moment when Avraham Avinu make Brit Amila, Malach Refoel come to visit Avraham Avinu and to tell him, from now you completely okay, from now you shalom physically and also obviously spirituality. Now we understand, okay, in the moment when Avraham Avinu make Brit Amila, in same moment, age of 99 years, very old, very old in this time, not age of 87, very old, but at this time he feel shalom completely. The source of all the refuot is Brit Amila. Part of the shleimus of the person is not only he okay and he feel good, he have also future. He have also what? Consistency. As a generation. From this reason, in the same time, when Refuel HaMalach come to Avraham to tell him, now you shalem, now you completely, from every aspect, as an angel come and give him the good news, you have consistency. What you will have? Next year, you will have child. Because part of the shleimus is emshechiyut, consistency. And this is what the pasuk say, italech lefanai ve'eye tamim. Brit, what does it mean shleimus? Spirituality shleimus and physically shleimus. From this reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu come to visit him and to honor specifically in this time. Why come to honor him in this time? Because in this time he is shalem. And how many times we find the word Brit? And Brit Mila in the Torah? 13 times. Yud Gimel Britot. Karat HaKadosh Baruch Hu itanu. To show us how Brit Mila is so special. How Brit Mila is so unique. Our Brit Mila is unusual. Is what is mean Yud Gimel? Yud Gimel is Echad. We one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This creates Shleimus. Now, in the moment when Avraham Avinu is completely Shalem, now we can destroy Sdom. Before Avraham Avinu, what is the opposite of Sdom? Is never Shalem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot destroy Sdom. Because if you go to destroy Sdom, what you will tell them? You terrible people? You make miserable thing? Okay. But Avraham Avinu is also not completely. We make 95% terrible thing. But still, something. And also, why you not punish Avraham? You're also not completely. But in the moment, the opposite of Sdom is completely Avraham Avinu. Now we can destroy Sdom. But when we go to destroy Sdom, and special angel go to destroy Sdom, you cannot do this. Before Refoel, only Refoel, saves the life of Lot. We ask, why Refoel? Why Refoel saves the life? We can send somebody else. Because Refoel in charge not only of the refuah of every single person in this world. He also in charge of the refuah of all the world. And the refuah of all the world, the completely, the shleimus of all the world, stay by Lot. Because who come from Lot? Ammon, Moab, David, and Mashiach. With Lot comes the redemption of this world. Is Rafael, what he in charge of all the refuah, is not only refuah of people, also the refuah of the world. The world will come back to the Adil world, exactly how it was before. And this can go through who? Lot is only Rafael. He can save him. Because he's in charge of all the refuah in many aspects. And after he save him, what happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu come and send the other angel what he destroyed Sdom. Is now we understand When HaKadosh Baruch Hu come to visit Avraham Avinu, he honor him in the moment when he's completely, when he's shalom. He sent Rafael. Avraham Avinu is not sick, but Rafael come and show Avraham Avinu. Now he's shalom. And he also saves the life of Lot, because from Lot come the shlemus of all this world. Im kach, pile ploim. But we have one problem. What we need to deal, we have somebody else what have Brit Mila. Who have else Brit Mila?
Ishmael.
And Chazal come and tells us about Brit Mila. Look what Chazal say to us. Paragraph 15. מכאן שלא ירשו ישראל את ארץ כנען מאבותיהם אלא בזכות המילה. ארץ ישראל בלון תואס אולי ביקוז מילה. על מנת כן ניתנה הארץ לאברהם על שאימול. ועל מנת כן ניתנה ליצחק וליעקב על שאימולו. And יושע, הקדוש ברוך הוא say to יושע to make ברית מילה to everyone. אלמלא לא היו מולים והיו יכולים להיכנס לארץ. ברית מילה, this is the key to get ארץ ישראל. This is a shlemus in this world. Belong all to people that have Brit Milah. But Ishmael also part of this. Look what Chazal tells us in paragraph 17. ונתן להם חלק למטה בארץ הקדושה בשביל המילה. They also get part in Eretz Israel, זה ערב because of מילה. ועתידים לישמעאל לשלוט בארץ הקדושה זמן רב. They want to control part of Eretz Israel for a long time because Brit המילה. And they will stop us to arrive to Eretz Israel עד שישלם זכות המילה של בני ישמעאל. No, he have also Brit Milah. How we deal with this Brit Milah, what he have? The answer is the Mizbeach, what built Avraham Avinu between Bethel and Ai. This give answer. How we deal with the Bris Milah of Ishmael. What happened between Bethel and Ai? What happened in Ai? We learn the big mess. We lose in the war. Why? Because who? Achan. What do Achan? He take from the Cherem. One person. Take a little bit of jewelry. But look what the Torah tell us about what Achan do to us. Look in paragraph 18, but in page number 5, Posuk Yud, page number 5, Posuk Yud. ויאמר השם אל יהושע, קום לך, למה אתה נופל על פניך? Stand up. What happened? Listen what he told them. פסוק י"ד, חטא ישראל, חטא הוא ישראל, וגם עברו את בריתי, אשר ציוויתי אותם, וגם לקחו מן החרם, וגם גנבו, וגם כיחשו, וגם שמו בכליהם. הוא, one person, one אחד, only one באחד, what does the פסוק say? עברו, לקחו, גנבו, כיחשו, only one person. The answer is, one person, take. But many else really would like to take also a little bit jewelry, some stuff, but they're scared. Why Achan take? Yoshua come and say, please, you will get everything what you want, plus. Don't worry. All Israel's state belong to you, you will get everything ready. You can walk into houses with gold too, how the Pasuk say. Why Achan jump and take some jewelry? Because when we go around Yericho, every day one time and 7 days, 7 times, and we blow in the shofarot, and we make a lot of noise, and Chazal tells us this noise move all Eretz Israel, and all the walls collapse. We say, wow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're great, unbelievable. But you make 95% of the job. We also small partners. We make 5%, 3%. We also do something. We make noise, when the noise shake the walls. It's because we also small partners, we're allowed to take a little bit. This is what Achan physically do, and many, many other things to do, but they're scared to do. Come HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, immediately after, when we have the mess in Ai, we need to make ishtadlut, no question. We need to prepare to war, we need to blow shofar when we need, we need to do any instruction what we get, anything, to prepare ourselves to anything. But to remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Baal Milchamot, who Zorei Hatzdakot, and who also Baal Yeshuot. We need to remember from the beginning to the end. Yes, we do. But what we do, never say we do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the opportunity to make his miracle, because we start to do something, the miracle can connect to something physically what we do. This is what happened in Ai. And Abraham Avinu knows this happened. From this reason, he davened in this place. When he returned back from Mitzrayim, what the Pasuk say about Abraham Avinu? The Pasuk say about Abraham Avinu, clearly, when he returned from Egypt, is in paragraph 9, Pasuk Bet, Ve'Avraham kaved me'od b'mikne, b'kesef u'b'zahav. You know what is mean, Ve'Avraham kaved me'od b'mikne, b'kesef u'b'zahav? The Torah mentions this. Abraham is multi-billionaire. And Abraham Avinu say, 1 minute. Maybe this can affect my life. This can to give me to feel, this is what I do. With my 10 fingers. And I smart. And it's something to keep me and to remind me and to help me to remember what I am. I get from A to Z from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How I can do this? I need to travel to the Mizbeach, what I build between Bet El and Ahai. In this place, I need to stop and to daven about what happened in Ahai. And this tefillah, what I daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please save them, not punish all of them, will affect me to remember, yes, also what I have. Yes, for sure I do a lot. For sure I make business with people. For sure I develop a lot. But I remember, everything what I have is not because me. Everything what I have is because two words, Siyata Dishmaya. You remember Yosef HaTzadik? Amashbir lekol haaretz. Amashbir, in charge of all the economy all over the world. How many children he have? Two. The first one is who? Menashe. The other one is what? Ephraim. Why give him the name Ephraim? The Torah come and say, Ki Ephrani Elokim be'eretz oni. What does mean Ephrani Elokim be'eretz oni? Thank God, I'm not in jail. I'm charged on all the economy all over the world, through Egypt. From this reason, he give him the name Ephraim. Yes. It's right explanation. But Baalei HaTosfot come and give us other explanation. Why he give to the second son the name Ephraim? Look inside, in paragraph 22. That's Kenny Baalei HaTosfot say something unbelievable. Kara Ephraim al Shem Ha'avot, Avraham v'Yitzchak. Avraham sheneemar bahem, v'anuchi afar v'efer. Yitzchak ke'efer al ha'mizbeach is ashes. Of Yitzchak kivyochol al ha'mizbeach. Ephraim is double ashes. לכן יקראו ישראל על שם אפרים, שנאמר, הבן יקיר לי אפרים. יוסף הצדיק say, I need in my house child. What every day, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 times, more or less, I will say, Ephraim, please come. Ephraim, please do. I need to hear the word Ephraim every day to remind me who I am. Same as my grandfather. והנויכי אפר ואפר. What I do in Egypt, what I build in Egypt, what give me so much power, is not because me. Kadosh Baruch Hu, save me. He walk with me, end by end, every minute. I know I need to do what I need to do, but I never forget to give me everything. This child reminds this to me. Ephraim, Avraham, Vanochi, Afar, Vahefer. My other grandfather, Yitzchak, Kilu, is Afaro, Al HaMizbeach. What Avraham Avinu do after the Akedah? What he do? He negotiate with Ephron. He go back to the normal life. He never says, ah, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after I pass this test, I'm set. I can take vacation. I can rest. No, he come back to the normal. Because it's not me. I try to do the best, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu from A to Z gives the Siyata Dishmaya. Not part. From A to Z come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For this reason, Chazal come and teach us. Unbelievable. Avraham Avinu. Look, is Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu. Chazal say to us in the last chapter, in paragraph 29, he say to us, Omar Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Even Tova, הייתה תלויה בצווארו של Avraham Avinu. Beautiful stone. Avraham Avinu have all his neck. שכל חולה הרואה אותו מיד מתרפא. Everyone would come sick, remember, Rafael come to visit Avraham Avinu. To tell them, he completely shalem. Now he put on his neck beautiful stone. Kol roe miyad mitrapet. B'shaah sheniftar Avraham Avinu min haolam tla kadosh baruch hu begalgal chama. What does mean he had beautiful stone on his neck? What we do with our tzavar? What is the purpose of the tzavar? The tzavar help us to what? To eat for sure, but what else? What? To speak, correct, to talk. When we start to talk, how we say word in Hebrew?
Mila.
Mila. Mila is not only Brit Mila. Mila is also word. Orla, we have also in the lips. Moshe Rabbeinu, Aral Sfataim. Orla, we have in the ear. The Novi say, Arla, Oznam Mishmoa. The Novi complain, we close our ear, we never want to listen. We have some Orla. We have Orla on the heart. The Novi say, Arla Oznam Mishmoa, Arlei Lev. Arlei Lev. The heart don't have the sensitive, the feeling. We have Orla Chas V'chila on the ear. We have also Orla in the lips. Brit Mila. Bayas. Move! All the Orla. From the lips. From the ear. From the heart. Italech lefanai ve'yetamim. Come Yitzchak and say to Ishmael. What you say to me? I have Brit Mila in age of 8 days. You're right. And you have in 13. Your Brit Mila have more effort for my Brit Mila? How is look? You're right. But it's not real. Because by us, Brit Mila never start and end in the 8 day of our birth. Our Brit Mila continue all our life. The Brit Mila give us knowledge to move Orla from our lips. Our Mila, our talk will come difference. To take out the Orla from the ear. We will listen Mila of somebody else who will talk to us in different way. And we will feel the word, the Milim, the Mila of somebody else who will talk to us with our heart. What Shlomo HaMelech say when he come king? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one request. I don't need anything. He never ask for money. He never ask for to come famous. He never have to have power. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please. Venatata leavdecha lev shomea. To listen not only with the ear, to listen with the heart. The mila, the word what we talk, and the word what we listen. We will listen with the ear, heart. We will move all the orla. My brother Ishmael, you don't have this. We have this. And for this reason, every Brit Mila. Every Brit Mila, interesting. All the Milagim. Immediately after the Moel, make the Brit and say the Broches. Before we have the name of the baby. Everybody spontaneously say, Keshem Shenichnas Lebris. Ken Ikanes Letoira Lechupa Nu Maisim Toivim. Why be rush? Wait one more minute. We announce somebody will give the name. Oh, now we have the name. We bless the baby. No, no. We never wait. Keshem shenichnas lebrit. And he take out what? Orla saguf. Ken ikanes letorah? He will move the orla from the lips. He will talk Torah. He ikanes lechupa? He will move the orla from the ear. Because it gives the marriage to listen to each other. And my sim toivim, he will move the orla from the heart. This is our business card, Amstrad. Because it's from our grandfather, Avraham Avinu. Vanu yichi afar v'efer. This is Brit Mila. Now, we give him the name, we bless him again. Why not? But first to show, on the spot, we difference. This is the key of all the refuot. Key of all the refuot is Brit Mila. Because this helps us to know when to talk, when to stay quiet. Lo matzati laguf, laguf, labadi. Tov yoter mi shtika. Sometimes to silent, sometimes to talk. And Chazal come and tells us, moreover, shmiya. If you make somebody deaf, how much you need to pay him? Dmei kulo. More if you make him blind. Because we need to know how to listen. The mila of somebody else and heart. They skip all the tunnels, all the canals open. All the canals open. This is Brit Mila. From this reason, everyone in Am Yisrael say, when baby born, now if somebody sick, for sure he will come what? All the all המשפחה מתרפאת. Chazal say, somebody sick, all the family will come. Why? Because we show how Brit Mila by us is not only Kodesh Baruch Hu asked me to do what, how this affect us. This makes us shoyim. Italech lefanai ויתמים. This Raphael, מלאך הבריס, this מלאך, מלאך הרפואה, רפואל, come together with מלאך הברית, and bless every one of us. If we take this kind of aspect, and we understand, yes, this is our agreement between us to הקדוש ברוך הוא. And this agreement stay all the time. זה שמיע, זה heart. ונתת לעבדך לב שומע. To listen with the ear and to the heart. Not only to stop with the ear. And זה אולה את זה לימס. זה מסיעת הדשמיה. ובזוכה. From this מילה. To move the fake מילה בישמעאל. And we understand why the Torah never tell us exactly the place of the מזבח number 2 between Betel and Ai. Why? By purpose. Where exactly we stay? The Torah come and say, this is in our end. We can stay more close to Betel. Chas v'chel, we can stay more close to Ai. It depends what we do with our milah, with our talk, what we listen. If you know how to use this in the right way, we stay more close to what? Aderech ha'olah, Betel. If we take this kind of concept, we understand why Am Yisrael, all the history, keep this mitzvah in different way. Moray v'rabotai, in Yerushalayim, 60 years ago, in Mea Shearim, and with this we will stop one more minute if I get permission, 60 years ago, in Mea Shearim, nice person, read every Shabbos Chol HaMoed, Megillat, Shir HaShirim, Chol HaMoed Pesach. Reb Aryeh Levin, take your children, many other rabbonim take the children, because the way how we read, people make tshuva. So, feeling, emotion, every posuk. But Reb Aryeh Levin, every year, ask him one question. When he come to the posuk, Inach Yafa Rayati, Kodesh Baruch Hu say to us, we the wife of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Inach Yafa, you're so beautifully, Enayich Yonim, your eyes, look same with eyes of dove. He start to cry for a minute. For a minute. For a minute. And Reb Aryeh Levin ask him, tell me, what you cry in this posuk? I check all the midrashim. I never see anything that can move you. Tell me. I never want to tell him. His son, Reb Simcha Shlaima Levin, told me the story. One day he walked in the street with his father. And they see, this moel is the other side of the street. Reb Aryeh said to his son, come, he crossed the street. We ask him, maybe now you want to tell us. And Reb Aryeh asked him, and he said, I will tell you. I was moel in Russia. Took 50 years ago. And I get invitation to make some brief plan someplace. I never believe any Jew live in this place. Also, I never believe if any Jew live in this place, they really want to make brit milah. It takes me a few weeks to check from all over. It's not the KGB, Max, make me some shtick and want to catch me to send me to Siberia. I find this real invitation for brit. I take my clay milah. I travel. I knock on the door. The father opened me for me the door. In the house, the mom, the baby, and one relative. I walk in for minute one. I recognize the wife, she's very nervous. I know why. Tomorrow, she goes to the doctor to check the baby, normally. And he finds the baby has brit milah. Maybe she can't say this to the police, the government. And they can't send all the family to Siberia. Who knows? I never say one word. I finish to make brit milah. I organize the baby. I prepare him to give him bracha and to give the name of the baby. The mom takes the baby and start to kiss the baby from the heel to the head. From the head to the heel, back and forth, for a few minutes. I make many britot. I never see this in my life. Never see this in my life. In this moment, I say to myself, this woman, Rachmon Elitzlan, have major problem. But kol hakavod, what she want to make brit milah to the son. I make the brit, she give me the baby, I give the bocha, the name, she takes the baby to the other room, and I decide to stay for one more hour to show to the mom, to the father, what to do with the baby the first few days after the bris. When we sit and we talk, I say to the father, listen, you know I take big risk to come to make brit milah to your son. But this is what we need to do, this is what we do. Not ask any question. I recognize your wife have some problem, medical problem. Pleasure. I can send the best people to help your wife. He said, no, my wife, she is okay. What? Your wife, she is okay? What means okay? I never see in my life any woman who takes a baby after the brit and kiss him from the heel to the head back and forth. He said to him, I told you. And you see, This baby is not 8 days old. It's few months old. She swear and promise. From day one, when he born, she never give him any kiss until Moel come to make Brit Milah. Now, this is the first time what she give him kiss. You understand she is okay? Inach yafa rayati. Because Baruch Hu say to us, you so look so beautifully. Inach yafa. Einayich yonim. Chazal says in the Midrash, when the dove move from the nest, all the time he have eye contact. He never move far, but he never see the nest. Exactly Israel. Can stay far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But all the time, we have some eye contact. What contact every Jew to the base, to the source, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is us, Am Israel. This is Brit HaMilah. No one can understand this. Only we can feel this, Am Israel. If we take this with us, this B'Siyata Dishmaya, this Milah, what Am Israel do now, this Milah, what also answer to Ishmael, what he make Brit Milah in age of 13, and he say, I do this in the age, not 8 days. We give him answer to this question also. Look how many Jewish people from all over the world make Brit Milah when they're 20, 30, 40, 60, etc. This request, this what he say, cannot walk today. If we take this mitzvah, and we understand this continue by lips, by ear, and by heart. It's B'Siyata Dishmaya. Because we will bench every one of us with a lot of bracha and shleimus, and all the time before, shlema tamid. And B'Siyata Dishmaya, b'zoche, and this Hashanah, la geula shlema, b'imra b'yamin.
Torah זה נגד עולת האוזן? קופה זה נגד...
עולה זה הפה.
סליחה?
הפה.
קופה זה נגד עולת הפה? קופה זה נגד עולת הפה?
שפתיים. עולת הפה זה תורה.
עולת הפה זה תורה. אז מה זה, מה נגד עולת האוזן?
קופה.
קופה. איך זה השללה בין האוזן לחופה?
כי היסוד של בית זה לשמוע אחד לשני.
Why are they